Tonight, the Jewish people light the first candle of the holiday of Hanukkah. And when we do, we're going to make three blessings. One of these blessings is only said on the first night of Hanukkah, and that is the blessing of Shehecheyanu. Shehecheyanu is a blessing that we make at times of great emotion, great, overwhelming, intense appreciation, and moments of gratitude, moments that we thought might never come. And the Talmud describes that and instructs that there is a law and a practice that on the first night of any holiday, we make this blessing. Any Jewish holiday, at the opening of the holiday, we make the blessing of Shehecheyanu. What for? For having arrived at this holiday. Now, the Talmud describes the holiday of Hanukkah as a Yom Tov. As a Yom Tov, a holiday. The word for holiday in Judaism is Moed. So you might have heard the Mo'adim. The Mo'adim are the holidays of the Jewish people. What does Moed mean? Moed means a holiday. It also means a meeting. A meeting. Moed means a meeting. In fact, there's a well-known description of the tabernacle in the desert for the when the Jewish people traveled for 40 years in the desert, they had what was called an Ohel Moed. God instructs the Jewish people to build an Ohel Moed. Ohel means a tent. Moed means, well, we said it means meeting. So what's an Ohel Moed? Well, it's a tent of meeting. It's a place. It is a physical location where we meet God. God says, this will be our meeting place. This will be our headquarters, our meeting spot, our conference room. Here's where we're going to meet, the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting. That is in regards to a place of meeting. But in Judaism, there are also times of meeting. There are times where we meet God during the year. And those times, those meeting times are called Moadim. Now, perhaps we can suggest the following. Perhaps we make a Shehecheyanu on Yom Tov, on all Yom Tovim, because we are meeting God. We are meeting Hashem, and we have not met Hashem in a certain sense, right? We have not met Hashem in a long time. Well, since when? Well, since our last meeting. When was that? Our last holiday. You see, the Talmud teaches, when someone has not met, if someone has been goes his own way and parts from his friend and hasn't, or someone he loves, his parents, his sibling, someone he loves, and he has not, he hasn't been around them, and he hasn't seen them in a while, and then he meets them, he's so excited and happy and thankful and grateful to be meeting this person, he makes a Shehecheyanu. This is a law in the Gemara and a law in Shulchan Aruch. When you meet someone you love and you haven't seen for a long time, right, you make a Shehecheyanu. Perhaps we could suggest, this is the reason why the Jewish people make a Shehecheyanu at the opening moments of a holiday. We have not been with, we haven't, so to speak, met with God. We haven't, so to speak, encountered and seen, right, God, whatever exactly that means, right? When God brings his presence close to us on the holidays, these rendezvous, these meeting places, these meeting places in the Jewish calendar, times in the Jewish calendar, we're meeting God, we're so excited, and so enthralled and enchanted and inspired. And emotionally moved when we meet God, right? When we arrive at the holiday, at the meeting point, we make a Shehecheyanu. Certainly no less than someone else, any human being who we love and haven't seen for a long time. So may we merit to feel the proximity to God during this Moed of Hanukkah, and be inspired and be uplifted through a closer presence to him. Happy Hanukkah, Shabbat Shalom.